You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps. Luke 3:1-6. Again, I'm reading from the Message. In the 15th year of the rule of Caesar Tiberius, it was while Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, ruler of Galilee, his brother Philip, ruler of Iturea and Trachonitis, Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, doing the chief priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, John's Zacharias son, out in the desert at the time, received a message from God. He went all through the country around the Jordan River, preaching a baptism of life change, leading to forgiveness of sins, as described in the words of Isaiah the prophet. Thunder in the desert, prepare God's arrival, make the road smooth and straight. Every ditch will be filled in, every bump smoothed out, the detours straightened out, all the ruts paved over. Everyone will be there to see the parade of God's salvation. This passage deals with John the Baptist, of course, who is an important figure in the Advent readings in all of our churches. And the striking thing of the first three verses of this passage is they speak of historical figures, Pontius Pilate, Caesar Tiberius, some of whom we're quite familiar with, others less so. But the point that the evangelist Luke seems to make is that this happened at a very specific time and a very specific place. He tries to anchor this event of John the Baptist receiving a revelation in history. This isn't, we're not reading some fairy tales here. Advent is a season where in some cultures you read fairy tales of what happened around Christmas, but this is not a fairy tale. This is a very historic event. And the event deals with a prophet, yes, as the scripture would say, more than a prophet, this singular person of John the Baptist. He, of course, is the son of this priest, Zechariah, who didn't quite believe that his son John was going to be an important figure, and because of that was struck with deafness for a while. And John, like any prophet, gets a message from God, a message that clearly burns in him sufficiently that, as it says here, he went all through the country around the Jordan River preaching this baptism. It clearly lit a fire in his life or in his belly, and he went around preaching a message that really led a lot of people to respond by getting baptized and by confessing their sins. And what happens there with John the Baptist is, of course, a fulfillment of this passage from Isaiah 40, where it calls and seems to intimate a person who prepares the way for the Lord by smoothing out every bump, by straightening out any detour. And John the Baptist does that in his lifetime. But, of course, in many ways, John the Baptist is a figure and a model for all of us. So the first question to leave us with here is, do I heed the message of John the Baptist? Is there some life change, as the message puts it here? Is there a life change needed somewhere in my life? Because Advent is a good time to address any of those life changes. But also, am I ready to share in this prophetic mission of the people of God, in John the Baptist's prophetic mission? Do I share this same message of repentance? Do I prepare the way in the same way John the Baptist does? Because that is the prophetic role of every Christian and the prophetic role of God's church. And it's sometimes very uncomfortable. I mean, John the Baptist lost his head over it. Are we ready to rock the boat with this prophetic message, but also this very life-giving message? Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.